Touchdown.
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 Scoreboard.
Offense.
Fumble.
Sack.
Kick. Knee. 2 points.
Field goal.
Long pass.
3-pointer.
Fake.
Receiver.
Defense. Conference.
Standings.
Victory.
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 Preps. The score, stats, and stories.
Plus.
Of the Friday Night Lights.
Chicago.
On 720 WGN. Here's Sam Penihovich.
Semi-final weekend in the state of Illinois, the high school football playoffs. And go figure, there's snow all over the Chicagoland area. Welcome to it. Preps Plus Chicago, Sam Panionovich and Kevin Powell, Mike Jacobson across the glass. I'm telling you, I've seen Santa, Benny the Bull, Tommy Hawk, and a bunch of crazy Michigan State fans as we have the Magnificent Mile Lights Fest outside. But we're taking it, Kev, like it's the biggest crowd ever for Preps Plus because there are thousands of people outside the studio.
I feel the pressure, Sam. All these eyes on us doing the radio show. Normally, it's not like that. You know, normally I have a pretty decent crowd, but tonight's different. And I don't know what that is driving by, but it's a lit-up school bus with a bunch of drummers on it. Some sort of steel drum situation.
And it looks like they left one of those EDM concerts, the electronic dance music with the flashing lights, and there's smog, and there's a giant caterpillar right now floating down Michigan Avenue. I got nervous on the way in, though, because I saw a cop car. For probably, there were so many cop cars and there were like police boats in the river. I thought something was going on. I was a little worried we wouldn't have Preps Plus, but
just
that's
the Mag Mile Lights Festival, Sam.
Okay.
Pretty cool out here.
If you need a score, by the way, you know the routine. You can call, you can text 312-981-7200. Before we get to Mike Helfgott, the lead preps writer for the Chicago Tribune, let's get our first check of the scores right off the cuff with Kevin Powell.
Tabulating game scores.
Preps Plus Chicago. Scoreboard.
Here we go with the scoreboard update. We're going to give you the finals for all eight classes. We'll start with 8A. Nothing final yet. Loyola and Palatine just getting underway. That game was bumped from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, so about 30 minutes into that one. Delayed due to the weather, as well as Marist and Waubonsie. That game's been pushed back to 7 o'clock, so we'll give you the scores on that when we get them for 8A. Over to 7A, we do have finals. Glenbard West and Libertyville will meet each other in DeKalb next Saturday at Husky Stadium. Glenbard West beat Cary Grove 21-6. And Libertyville tops Bradley Bourbonnais with a last-second touchdown. They win 22-17. So it'll be Glenbard West and Libertyville next weekend in the 7A title game. Over to 6A we go. We have one final. Montini headed back to the state championship once again with a 35-27 win over Prairie Ridge. And we await the score of Hinsdale South and Crete Moni. That game kicked off at 6 o'clock. On to 5A we go. Nazareth Academy, a big 34-0 win over St. Lawrence. They move on to the state title game to face Lincoln Way West, who beat Champaign Central 42-14. On to 4A we go. Phillips and Marengo. That game just underway. We'll give you the score for that one when we get it. Althoff Catholic beats Mater D 48-20 in 4A. Over to 3A we go. Kankakee McNamara up 29-7 in the second quarter over IC Catholic right now. And that game's final will give you the score. Tolina Unity 30, St. Joseph 8 in 3A. Over to 2A we go. Tri-Valley tops Weathersfield 20-12. They move on to the title game. They'll face Auburn next weekend. And in Class 1A, Toulon, Stark County, and Marquette move to 1 o'clock tomorrow. So we won't have a final matchup in 1A until tomorrow. Meanwhile, Arcola beat Leroy 42-0 to move on to the 1A final. That's your WGN Radio Preps Plus scoreboard update. I'm Kevin Powell.
6:42 in Chicago, Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN. And as we always do every single show here, we bring in Mike Helfgott, the lead writer for the Chicago Tribune prep section. I'm going to start with a couple of the games you were at, Mike, and that's Montini Prairie Ridge. Broncos going to their seventh straight IHSA state final. That's so remarkable.
It is, and it was one for the ages, too. They were down 27-13 at the start of the fourth quarter. They scored three touchdowns in a seven-minute span and win 35-27. And the first half was just an absolute snowbath.
Yeah, what was it like? Because, you know, all over the Chicagoland area, some areas got 10 inches, some got 2. I've seen pictures of running backs wearing all-white uniforms running on an all-white field covered in snow. And we'll talk about Julian Love in a second. But what was the scene like, at least? Was it sloppy? Was it sleeting? What was the scene like at Montini?
The first half was just all snow. I mean, it was snowing hard the entire half. There was no, you could not see any green. It slowed down just at halftime. It started slowing down. They had about 100 people on the field that looked like working on it. And you could see some green patches. There was some footing and, you know, more offense, a little bit more passing in the second half. And Justin Blake didn't have a completion for 3 quarters. Makes a huge throw. The last play of the third quarter was his first completion. Next play is a touchdown. And then that started the comeback right there.
How was your drive to the south side? Because currently, I believe you're in the press box, Wabansee Valley at Marist. Tough commute?
You got a camera on me, Coach?
Well, I know where you're at. I have the list of games all you guys are at, unless you flip-flop last minute.
Well, I am in the press box at Marist. Actually, the commute was great. It's only about a half an hour from Montini to Marist, so that wasn't bad at all.
Any score out there at 115th and Pulaski?
It is 0-0 with minus 13 minutes left in the first quarter.
Let's talk Julian Love here, Nazareth running back, as Nazareth crushed St. Lawrence at St. Lawrence. You would think that with this type of weather and these sorts of complications to run the football, he wouldn't be able to rip off 281 yards and 4 touchdowns. But then again, I'm not always right. What a dominant performance. 281 yards and 4 touchdowns as Nazareth is going back to the state final.
Oh, yeah, he's a great player. He's going to be a great safety at Notre Dame. The thing about the yards, though, and it happened in the game at Montini anyway, once guys were out in space, it was really hard to catch them. So there was a lot of long runs in that game as well.
Hey, Mike, real quick, our Prep Bowl matchup is set for next week. Real quick preview from you, Mount Carmel versus Curry. What can we expect in that game next week?
I have a feeling Mount Carmel will probably run the option.
Okay. Confirmed.
That yes, confirmed there.
And Curie's actually a really good public league team. And they've got a couple of really good athletes. And, you know, it'd be nice to see them give Mount Carmel a game there.
You told me last week the best two players in the state that were still alive in the tournament, Sam Brodner for Glenbard West and Riley Leese at Libertyville, they tee off next week in the 7A state final. You excited for that one?
That is. That seems like it's been a collision course with those two all year, and I think they're the only two undefeated. Well, obviously, the only two undefeated teams left, but they were the only two undefeated teams in 7A, so that's a great matchup there.
Any teams hindered by the weather? Any teams really kind of get screwed over by what happened overnight?
I don't know. I mean, I think that the better team, I think, won in the game today, and I don't think it was an equalizer either. I don't think it kept Prairie Ridge in the game. But just so from what I saw, I don't think so.
I'm looking at Phillips here. If they can take care of Marengo, the public league is craving for that first state title. If they win, they're in.
Oh, and they're up big.
So they should take care of business. We're looking like Phillips from the south side of Chicago is going to go down to DeKalb, or go up or west to DeKalb, rather, and play Althoff Catholic. And I'm sorry to all you in Althoff Catholic in that area, but I'm pulling for the public league. There needs to be a title for the public league.
I'm with you, and a number of the guys in Althoff are basketball players from the team that beat Morgan Park, that great Morgan Park team, in the 3A semifinals last year. So, you know, they're really athletic. In fact, their best player, Jordan Goodwin, was an all-stater for us. Really rare a basketball player at that level plays football at all. So you got to think that's a pretty athletic team.
We will talk to you next week from DeKalb. Mike Helfgott will be on the scene for the IHSA State Championship games on Friday and Saturday. We'll follow you on Twitter, at MHelfgott. And, of course, we'll read you in the paper all weekend long. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune.
And real quick, Phillips, yeah, they're up 39-7 right now.
Ooh, so the public
they're rolling.
League. Public league, the trophy case is barren, and Phillips is trying to put the first one in there for the Chicago Public League. As we tag in from the Tribune, Phil English, who covered Libertyville at Bradley Bourbon A. Libertyville victorious. They will move on and face Glenbard West in that 7A final game. What was the story, Phil?
Well, the final was 22-17, but it took every last second for Libertyville to pull this thing out. I think it can be subtitled, this was Riley's redemption game, because Riley Lees, who's had a record-setting career at Libertyville, as Helfgott just said, probably one of the most exciting offensive players in the state, had an absolutely terrible game. He had 2 really bad interceptions and 2 really bad untimely fumbles, but still managed to engineer a game-winning drive in the final 2 minutes, stuck his arm over, you know, on fourth and goal from the two, stuck his arm over, broke the plane of the end zone, and helped Libertyville pull out the 22-17 win. Just absolutely incredible game.
So what you're saying is, if I can read between the lines here, expect Riley Lease to bounce back next week.
I would sure hope so. I mean, you know, it was really neat to see him after the game, because he was, I mean, he was misty-eyed, because he knew that if they ended up losing this game, it was all on him, because he had a terrible game. I mean, his numbers were still really good. He still had 338 yards of total offense, three touchdowns, but he had these four really bad turnovers. And at the very end, right after the touchdown, after they mobbed him at midfield, and we were talking to him afterwards, he was a little misty-eyed, and he said, yeah, this was a terrible game, but, you know, my team picked me up, and this was the time for, you know, his redemption, and now he's bought himself an extra week of football, and he's got a tall task next week with Glenbard West, but this proved to me that you can't keep this kid down.
And it's a team game, too. How about this? We'll get Riley a pair of gloves for next week. Maybe that's the problem.
I think he's learned his lesson. I don't think he's going to have another game like this, but again, if he does have another game like this, you still can't count him out.
Thanks for everything you've done all year, Phil. Appreciate it.
Thanks for everything, Sam.
Phil English from the Chicago Tribune. We'll get a final check of the scores after this, 720 WGN.
Preps Plus.
Chicago.
Back to Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
A very shortened Preps Plus. Hannah Stanley waiting to take over after us, and then it's Blackhawks hockey, so a busy night on 720 WGN. We'll get our final check of the scores with Kevin Powell in just a second. We'll look at some of the matchups that are finalized for state final weekend. A couple games underway right now, but Bob Narang is standing by on the phone, 312-981-7200. I think you saw the best performance of the entire season, Bob, is Julian Love, running back for Nazareth. 281 yards and four touchdowns. That's it.
On 11 carries, yeah, he was just outstanding. Funny thing is, he's more the elusive running back, and Ivory Kelly Martin is more the ground-and-pound guy, but Julian just said he loved running on the snow, and he showed it today.
You would think he would be hindered by the snow, because I'm looking at the article that you wrote, and there's a picture from one of the photographers, and he's wearing, there was a whiteout both with their uniforms and on the field. So there's this picture of this monster running back wearing an all-white uniform through all this snow, and you would think that he wouldn't be able to run that well.
That's what I thought, but you know what? Nazareth's offensive line is very big and strong. It was basically one cut all he had to make every time and find the hole, and he was gone. He had three long runs.
Can Lincoln Way West stop them?
Yeah, it should be an interesting battle. I mean, they got and Montavolo is a solid running back. They got a great offensive line. I think three Division I players on their line. It should just be, you know, conditions might be a factor again, but it should be an interesting game.
Last thing before we let you go and get back to work, what's the score, Crete Moni at Hinsdale South?
It's a mid-second quarter. Crete Moni is up 20-17 after a 99-yard interception return by Jawan Treadwell.
Relation to Laquan Treadwell, by chance?
Yep. From what I understand, yes, his younger brother.
All right, Bob, we'll talk to you next week, hopefully. Thanks for everything.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
Bob Narang from the Chicago Tribune. Kevin Powell has your final score update.
Tabulating game scores.
Preps Plus Chicago. Scoreboard.
All right, we'll start with 8A Loyola looking for that perfect season. They're up 14-9 against Palatine in the second quarter. They'll face the winner. Loyola Palatine will face the winner of Marist Waubonsie, which doesn't start till 7 o'clock. It was supposed to start at 6. It got delayed. So Loyola and Palatine will wait to see the winner of that later tonight again. But Loyola up 14-9 over Palatine in the second quarter. In 7A, we do have the title game set. It'll be Glenbard West against Libertyville. Glenbard West took care of Cary Grove 21-6. Meanwhile, Libertyville, an unbelievable comeback with 2.5 minutes remaining in that game. They pulled a tackle in the end zone to get a safety to pull within 17-16 of Bradley Bourbonnais. They then score on the last play of the game to head to the 7A title game, 22-17 win over Bradley Bourbonnais. Over to 6A we go. Montini, a 35-27 win over Prairie Ridge. They're headed to their seventh straight title game. Hinsdale South and Crete Moni get going in just a few minutes. Over to 5A we go. Nazareth blank St. Lawrence 34-0. They move on to face Lincoln Way West in the 5A championship. On to 4A we go. Phillips is rolling. They're up 47-7 over Marengo in the second quarter. They move on to face Altoff Catholic, who beat Mater D 48-20. On to 3A we go. McNamara up 29-7 in the second quarter. They'll face Tolino Unity if they can hang on in the 3A title game. In 2A, Tri-Valley beats Wethersfield 20-12. Auburn beats Nashville 22-6 in 2A. And on to 1A, the Stark County Marquette game delayed until tomorrow. They'll kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Arcola beats Leroy 42-0. That's a look at your WGN Radio Preps Plus scoreboard update. I'm Kevin Powell.
Hannah Stanley will join us next, but first, from game night to signing day, PrepsPlus.com and the Chicago Tribune have you covered for all your high school sports updates, because PrepsPlus.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest news from more than 400 high schools stretching from Antioch to Piatone and everywhere in between. They're your number one source for football, basketball, and IHSA state playoff coverage on your computer, tablet, or mobile device. They bring you everything from the Little League World Series to social and political issues that infiltrate the playing field. PrepsPlus.com, your number one pick from two-a-days to graduation. Follow on Twitter at ShyTribPreps, Facebook.com/ShyTribPreps, and always open to suggestions. Email PrepsPlus@ChicagoTribune.com.